Monday's Hot Cares on Hot 102.7, and it's a really sad story this morning.
It's one of those really heart-rending stories that makes you remember that life can change in an instant, really.
Yep.
A young boy, he's 14 years old, his name is Devon, 3 weeks ago, bounding around like any young teenage boy would, and involved in a car accident 3 weeks ago. And it's really just really heartbreaking story of a young man whose life has just been upended.
And he was trapped in that wreck of the car while waiting for emergency services. And, you know, with no medical aid, there's all sorts of complications that arise.
Okay, we can talk to Devon's father now. Christo, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
It's good to have you here on Hot 102.7. Can you tell us the story of Devon? It's really horrific.
Yeah, well, our life has changed. My wife and kids, a horrific accident on the R59 just outside Meyerton going to Elburn. The car spun off the road, and my wife luckily got out of the car with a few bumps and bruises and a badly injured shoulder. But unfortunately, Devon was stuck in the vehicle, and rescue workers had to cut him out of the jaws of life.
Yeah.
Then he went to hospital, and they had to do numerous tests on him to determine why he can't feel his legs.
No, that's all right, Christo.
The impact of the accident, caused him to do so many tests and scans to determine what was wrong with Devon. Then on the Sunday morning, this happened the Thursday night, the Sunday morning, we got a phone call from the hospital in the morning saying surgeons found on the CT scan that Devon's spine was badly injured, that they had to move him to Baragwana Hospital in Soweto to get an urgent operation on his back. So we met up with him there Sunday morning, and the surgeon in the emergency unit told us that Devon's spine, well, a certain section of his spine was crushed, and he had to go in for emergency operation.
As a father, Christo, you must feel so helpless.
Yeah, you do. Basically, they're speaking French to you. You know, you're standing there, you're emotional. You just heard your son's spine is crushed. You know, then they take him away.
My goodness.
So 2 days after the operation, the neurosurgeon who operated on Devon called in my wife and I to explain to us what happened in the operation, where it was crushed. He had to pull it back and then realigned it with the bottom part of his spine. And then he put nuts and bolts and screws and everything to make his spine strong and, so that it's nice and robust for his body to work. And unfortunately, that's when he told us that medically, Devon will be paralyzed from his waist down.
My goodness. Your colleague, Chantal Lawson, she tells us that he's only receiving 30 minutes of physio a day, and you really can't even see him. So in above everything that you've gone through, you can't even really see your son in a time that he needs his parents the most.
On Wednesday, he was moved to a rehab hospital where he's going to undergo a long-term rehabilitation, and he can come home on weekends as soon as they feel he's in a state, you know, to use facilities, get out of bed and stuff like this, you know. We have to get him certain beds that's remote controlled.
Yeah.
So he can get into his wheelchair and out his wheelchair easily, you know. But first they have to practice him basically how to do this, and they have to teach us as well. So after the first 2 weeks, they will get us in, and then they will start showing us how to handle him, how to handle the wheelchairs.
Well, when you get him home, Hot Cares, together with the Dis-Chem Foundation, would like to make his life a little bit easier.
And what we'll be doing as well, Hot Cares, together with that Dis-Chem Foundation, purchasing Devon a brand new home care bed, Avante V3 Smart Hyloflex, with an orthopedic mattress to make his transition at home as smooth as possible, as well as Dis-Chem products valued at 28,000 rand.
I mean, I don't know what to say. We as a family now have to tackle this journey with Devon and be as positive as we can. our lives are going to go around Divan. You know, we have to change vehicles. We have to adapt our house. You know, all these kinds of things. You know, when we go visit friends, you know, you can't visit friends on the first story anymore, you know. But in any case, you know, we are positive with Divan. Divan is very positive. He's looking forward to coming home.
Yeah.
And what you guys are doing for us is it's unbelievable. We are so, so fortunate to have people, you know, that's willing to help us.
Yeah.
This stuff is not cheap, you know.
No.
And you have to have, unfortunately, the right equipment, the right beds and stuff, you know. Otherwise, he can fall and he can just go back into hospital and things like this.
No, no, we don't want that. Well, you can give Chantal Lawson a very big hug. And, of course, when Divan comes home, he can look forward to that electric bed that'll assist him to have that smooth transition to get in and out of his wheelchair safely. And we wish you every success on his long journey on rehabilitation. Christo, take care of yourselves.
Thank you ever so much. I appreciate it. And a big shout out to Taltoria. I appreciate everything they've done to us, my wife and family, everybody that's helped. We appreciate it so much.